Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here this morning, and it's awesome to be able to sing those songs and worship together and take communion together. So I really value that, and I hope that, you do too. I wasn't expecting to be up here this week, but that's okay. I set myself a challenge with you guys last week about not spending too much time on social media, and I thought if I bring it forward a bit, then the challenge gets less and less, you see, and I'm not so accountable. So that's why I thought I'd jump at the chance of doing this today instead of in another couple of weeks' time. I titled what I want to speak about today, and I think you've got a bit of the gist of that as we've gone along this morning. Uncertainty becomes certainty with Jesus. And I've been thinking about that for a bit, and I come across Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and it says this: "There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." And I thought to myself, what time am I in? What is the season that I'm in at the moment? And I was thinking about you guys, and I was wondering to myself, I wonder what season you're in at the moment, where you're at in your life, what you're doing, the struggles, the battles, everything else that comes along with it. And then I thought about our community. Where are we at in our community, in our season, you know? What time are we in? And there's lots and lots of different times, as we've read from Ecclesiastes there. I believe never has uncertainty been any greater than it is today. And there is so much uncertainty around us. And when you talk to people and they're asking that question, what's going on? What's going on with the world at the moment? Why is all this stuff happening around us? And we see it because we can see countries against countries. We see the threats of war breaking out. We actually have a large war happening at the moment, don't we, in Russia and Ukraine. There's a feeling that our governments are trying to dictate to us, manipulate us, and control us more and more as a people, as a nation. And we see in-house racial tensions building. We see more and more homeless people. We see people living in makeshift accommodations. We see the government tearing at each other instead of helping each other make this country a better place. We see personal attacks of people on social media platforms that are just disgusting. And we see mortgage rates rising, house prices are starting to drop in other places of the country. We see people struggling to pay their food bill. We see the power bill getting too expensive for some people. We see children being sent to school with no shoes on their feet and no lunches. And there's uncertainty and sadness everywhere you look, and people are wondering what's going on. We see violent acts of crime happening all the time. We see these ram rage things starting to happen. And we see and we hear hate speech more often. And we see the right to speak is actually getting taken away from us in some places. And we don't even hear about some of the murders and that are happening within our communities. And I see in the paper the other day that they think there was one that's happened here in Oamaru, close to town, from a person that has been missing since Christmas, you know, and we haven't even heard about that. And I think that's really, really sad. So there is uncertainty everywhere we look. And it's heartbreaking for some people. It's scary. I get sad about it. I get scared about it. And when you look at how people treat people, I sometimes think that it's really, really cruel how they do that, especially on social media platforms. There is an uncertainty wherever we look. And I see and I talk to people about this, and there's a worry in their eyes and a disbelief in the country that they live in, the people that are governing it, and they even are worried about some of the people that they rub shoulders with each day. Because when did it come okay to continuously speak horrible or nasty about people. And for those people that receive that, that's just not fair and it's just not right. And you see, with all this trouble and everything that's going on around us and all these things that are happening, for most, we can't see how we can live a life of peace when all of this stuff is happening. That the worries of the day cannot be taken away from us. And there might be people in this room that have all these things going on in their life and they can't see the peace that they could have. And without sounding arrogant or belittling the situation, because it is a situation that's getting worse, God does have an answer for that problem. God says to those that believe, in fact, he says to everybody, because it's in the Bible and everybody has an opportunity to be able to read that, and he says in the Bible, don't worry. Don't worry. Do not worry. In Matthew 6, he says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the fields, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. And when I read that, I thought, it's really, really easy to read, isn't it? But it's really, really hard to believe and to put in action. It's hard not to worry. We all worry. It's not easy not to worry. We all do that. And for that, for me not to worry and not to get upset about all these things, I have to really, really cling on to more and more of what I am certain of in these days of uncertainty. And I have a certainty that God will help me get through these days. You see, I have a certainty by knowing that our Lord God Almighty is still on the throne. I have a certainty that the word of God is true from page to page, from cover to cover. I'm certain that every promise locked in these pages in the Bible is good for 1,000 generations. It says that. I am certain that even though men on this earth may plan to control and manipulate people, God is ultimately in control. And I'm certain that God is the healer of this earth. I'm certain that God is faithful. I'm certain that he is all sufficient. I know that his angels has charge over me. I know he will protect me. I know that he will help the helpless and give hope to the hopeless. I know that his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house forever. I know who I believe, and I believe he is able to give exceedingly and abundantly, more than I could ever ask for or think or imagine. I know who he is. His name is Jesus Christ. He is our resurrected Saviour, the Son of the living God, the bright morning star. And the reason I know this is because it's in his word. He tells me, and his Holy Spirit lives in me, and his voice is saying to me, lift up your head and rejoice, Michael. Our God is our refuge and our God is our strength. He is ever present. He helps us in times of trouble. And Jesus said to us very simply, do not worry. And I believe that if Jesus says something, he has our best interest at heart. He's not been interfering. He's not trying to limit us. He's concerned about our well-being. God doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to let a worry keep growing where it starts to flourish and then it becomes destructive in our lives. He doesn't want that. God doesn't want that. And he says, don't let that happen to you. Sometimes we get so twisted and we get so tied up, we start to melt down in our own worries and our own problems. We forget we have this Heavenly Father right there saying, do you want me to help? Because I will help you. He will calm the seas. And we need to learn to ask. I don't think we do that enough. I need your help. And I need to trust that you will help me, Lord. That he will do what needs to be done. Let God do the worrying for you. If you are counting on yourself to solve all the problems, the world's problems, your neighbour's problems, your family problems, then of course you're going to get worried and you're going to get stressed out. And it doesn't matter how strong you are, how wise you are, how capable you are, how outgoing you are. It doesn't matter how much wealth or influence you have. We are not designed to be able to take on everything and handle everything. We think we are, but you'll have more problems coming at you than what you can handle. When you carry the responsibility of everything, then you have to do everything. You have to find a solution. You have to choose the right direction. You have to power through the problems, and you have to plan for the future, making adjustments as you go along, all in the speed of life. And of course, if we try to do that, we get stressed out and we get worried and anxiety sets in. But God doesn't want you to do that all on his own. He doesn't want you to do life on your own. And I guess I've learnt that as I've gone along a little bit. He wants us to recognise that he is there to lead us, to walk us through and guide us every step of the way. And I don't think he wants us to actually always have the resources given to us to deal with all the problems, because I believe he wants to be the resource to all our problems and all our situations and all our worries. And I think when we understand that, then some of our worries will disappear. It's amazing the problems that are solved the moment that you decide to trust in Jesus, trust in God, and give him everything. When you trust God, you don't have to try and figure everything out anymore. As you lean on him, it takes the pressure off you. And sometimes we try to fix everything. I always try to do that. And we try to make things right, and I try to do that. And the harder we try, the worse it gets, and I'm good at that also. But with God, we don't have to try and figure it all out. He helps us out, and it's taken me a long time to work that one out. You see, how do we get to a point where we bring all that stuff together where, and I'm not saying don't worry, don't be concerned, because that's just how life is, isn't it? We all have worries, we all have concerns, we all get anxious, we all get upset, we all have fears. What I'm saying is, when we look at the world and how people view it and how they see so much uncertainty, I'm asking, how do I function and be of some use in all of this without it getting me down? And for me, I have to change my attitude. I have to change the way of doing things and saying things have to change. I need to come to grips with who I have beside me every day, every minute, every second of the day, and that is Jesus. And I shouldn't be scared of saying the word Jesus, that I rely on Jesus. I rely on Jesus to get me through the day. I rely on Jesus to help me through the situation. I heard a singer the other day, and he was giving his testimony, and he would always say, I'm giving thanks to the man upstairs, and he would never use the name Jesus. And someone challenged him on it and said, why don't you use the man's Jesus's name instead of the man upstairs? And he goes, I'm actually too embarrassed to say that I rely on Jesus to get me through life. And so he was embarrassed to say the name Jesus. And I thought, oh, that was pretty sad, because we should never be sad about acknowledging the fact that we lean on Jesus, that we need Jesus every single part of our day. Because after night comes another day, and after day, darkness comes light. And it starts all over again, doesn't it? Like, we get up this morning and you go, oh, I wonder what worries are going to come to me today, you know? How do we wake up in the morning and not start the worrying process all over again? And I guess that's the big one. Start by knowing this, that God has got a wonderful life plan for every single person in this room. He's got a wonderful plan, life plan for every single person in our community, in our country. For every single one of us, God has a plan in your life. You don't have to sit in the audience of life and think that it's only for everybody else and not for you. God has got a good life for you, and it's never too late to start again. It's never too late to refresh and reset with God. You never know on any given day when you get up exactly what God may lead you to do or be a part of. And I have the opportunity every morning to get in the trash can with the devil or remember who I am in Christ. I have a choice to either think about the things that are going to bring me joy to life or the things that are going to bring sadness, anxiety, and worry. And here's the thing. How do you set yourself up for the day? How do you set your day? What would happen if you took a couple of minutes every morning before you started your day, before you leave the house, and tell yourself what God has to say about you? Make a declaration of faith, and you can personalise this if you want, but I am blessed, I am redeemed in the Lord, I am forgiven, I am talented, I am creative, I'm disciplined, I'm focused, I'm confident, I'm secure, I'm prepared, I'm qualified, I'm motivated, I'm valuable, I'm free, I'm determined, I'm equipped, I'm empowered, I'm accepted, and I am approved by God. Tell yourself, you are a good mother, you are a good father, you are a good wife, you are a good husband, you are a good son, you are a good daughter, you are a good grandparent. I am a good farmer, a doctor, a dentist, a builder, a real estate agent, an office clerk, a checkout person. Tell yourself that you are needed and blessed by God, that you are not average, that you are not dumb, that you're not hopeless, that you're not lonely, and you're not ugly. Wake up and say to yourself, I am a child of the Most High God. How do you set your day? Do you start your day with rubbish in? Do you start your day by checking your phone and checking social media? Do you get on Facebook and get wound up by what people are saying? Do you start your day by getting angry at those people? Do you go straight to Omaru today and get annoyed at what's happening there and want to rant out another reply to them? Do you look out the window and the lawns are that long and you're getting frustrated you can't get them cut because you've got to go to work and work's holding you up from mowing the lawns, and so you go to work grumpy and then you come home from work and you're so tired you can't mow the lawns, and it just keeps spiralling around and around in a circle? Don't start your day like that. Start your day by enjoying the Lord. When you look in the mirror for the first time in the morning, remember that that person you see is a child of God and that you are approved by God. You see, we always cry out to the Lord when things are not going well. Well, most of the time we do. But here's the thing. Do you cry out in joy every morning to the Lord because of what the Lord and you are going to do today? If you put rubbish in, rubbish will come out. If you're an athlete and you eat junk, then you're not going to be a very good athlete. Do you make God's word your first word of the day? If you don't, you should try it. You'll be amazed at how this simple habit will strengthen your life. You will find your patience growing and your anxiety going down. It could be by reading the Bible, a quick prayer, listening to a song, or playing a podcast or something like that. It will change your attitude. It will strengthen your life. It will bring the blessings of God into your life. Get up and think God first. You might think, I don't need to do that. And I'm not going to tell you what to do or how to live your life, but try it. Try it for a week. Try it for 2 weeks. After Phil talked the other day, I decided there was way too much TikTok in my life. Too much stuff taking me away from God, and it started first thing in the morning. The moment I got up, my phone went into my hand. It's right beside my bed every night, and I unplug it, and I go down, and I look, and I get onto social media, and I just look and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. And it was all about putting rubbish in. And so for the last few weeks, I've done this. I have not once started my day by putting negative in. I've made sure I don't do anything until I put some good stuff in, just to see what would happen. And I'm telling you, it makes a difference in your life. It really, really does. It's amazing how those things that got me down, or the things that I was worried about that were going to come into the day, they kind of disappeared a little bit and become easier to deal with because I had God right here, right from the start of the day. God was sitting on my shoulder and he was with me, and we were away off to do what we needed to be done. And I thought, you know, we sung about it before, we need an anchor, and our anchor is the Word of God. God is our anchor, and with God we can go through the fiercest storms, because storms will come. They will come into our lives, and they will be there, and they'll be hard, and they'll be horrible, but they will disappear. And if you're held in the security and the anchor of Jesus Christ, then you're going to be okay. Our community needs to know about this anchor. Our families need to know about this anchor. Our friends need to know about this anchor. Our workmates need to know about this anchor. You need to know about the anchor that's going to hold you. And we can be, if we can be strong in adversity, in troubled times, in anxious times, in times of unknown, in times of struggle, in times of pain, then just maybe those around us, those that are uncertain about those times, those in this room that maybe feel like they're struggling a little bit, they'll get to feel the warmth and the support of a Jesus that can walk with us and talk with us and live with us every moment of every day. You see, we don't have to have all the answers when Jesus does. In Philippians 4, it says, as we've already seen, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is nearby. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God will transcend all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is my prayer to everyone in this room, that those that are struggling, this is my prayer for those in our community that are struggling, and I pray that they see the joy of Jesus even in the harshest storms and the most uncertain times. You see, storms come and go. Seasons come and go, and you might be in a season at the moment where you're really struggling. Or you might know someone that's in a season that's really struggling, and it just seems like it's never ever going to end. But the good thing is that God is always here. He doesn't come and go, and that he's always in our life. He's always here to protect us, and he's always here to look after us. And I just want to challenge you with that today, that like during the week, put good stuff in. If you put good stuff in, then good stuff will come out, and it will help with those other bits in your life that you're really struggling with. And we all have those struggles. We really do. And I believe that God is the answer to everything, and the more we can put him in, the more he will come out. Let's pray and thank God for this word. Dear Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the blessings that you give us. We thank you for life, and even though sometimes it's really hard, you have the answers, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you that you can guide us through every single day, every single moment, that you're with us, that you teach us, and that you give us what we need. We are like, we shouldn't want for anything when you are with us, Lord, and we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks.